So, anybody on?
Nobody's on.
Okay, so I'll open the meeting at
6:01.
6:01 or 6:02.
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, right on the dot. Okay.
Our
That's good.
atomic clock is a bit off.
Yeah, that's atomic too.
It is. If it does, it flips itself.
It
Huh?
does, that's right. Sometimes slower.
I thought it was Carol, another
Yeah,
Carol.
okay. So let's hear the news. So,
Yeah, so
oh, we want to put an end to the agenda for transfer
transfer
station
station.
attendant.
Okay,
Okay,
so you guys do
I'll
that.
make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
To add to the
Yeah,
agenda,
additions to the agenda.
Bill second, and transfer station attendant. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So talk to a few folks. I say I helped out with one of them. Ended up having four who said they were interested initially. Farmyard, D&D, New England Power Systems, and Brookfield. Two of them had experience with us from other jobs. It ended up being those two that dropped out, Farmyard and New England Power System.
Where are they, Adam?
It's Newport, I think, or it's local. He drove down here today.
Just never heard of him. Yeah.
He
Sean.
didn't try. Sean
Yeah.
Sykes and
Like,
Jake Ovick.
he didn't try Gate.
I tried Gates. They don't do generator service anymore. And he's the one who actually said call Brookfield because he said if electricians are doing it, there's a good chance they're buying their generators from Brookfield. And he said they're in the business.
Yeah.
So they came out here and they did a complete walk around. New England Power actually came out here and did a tour and he declined. So we've got D&D. What you see is D&D and Brookfield. Told them we would prefer Generac because we've got a Generac set up, but people said that really didn't matter anymore. So I know Brookfield is quoting a, I know they are going to quote a,
Cool.
no, yeah, cooler.
Cool. Yeah, I've seen their ads. Their ads are like cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said that's what they do. They're focusing on that. They were doing Generac as well, but they said they were going towards coal now. So, we'll see. We'll see.
But Farmyard didn't put a bid in?
Yeah, I guess there's some bad blood between Farmyard and here. He said he doesn't feel like he's been treated right. He said he's offered maintenance contracts and told we weren't going to, that we had someone else. And that we were using other people, and he said he would always respond when called. He didn't feel like he felt like he had been jerked around a bit.
Didn't know that.
I
I
don't
don't know where that would have.
yeah.
I've never dealt with them. I mean, I bought grain and stuff up there, but I've never dealt with them We
on.
would have brought it to the
Yeah.
board.
Yeah.
So,
So I hadn't
no.
heard of that. Yeah,
Somebody
but
else must have.
maybe he has the wrong
So yeah,
town.
he said
Maybe it
it
was
was.
Westfield
He said
instead of Westfield.
it went back a few years.
Oh, okay.
Well, a few, 3 to 5 years ago. So he said he wasn't gonna he wasn't comfortable doing it and then having it pulled out from under him again. He did suggest whoever we go with get a service contract. And the other thing he said is he said make sure he said if on both of these, if the electrician is not certified on the manufacturer, it could void the warranty. So he said, make sure you're getting someone who can also service what they're working on and not void the warranty. Because he said Generac's big on that, having certified people working
It
on
must be why Gates didn't come up and change my oil and stuff this fall. They've for the last 10 years, I never call them. They just show up and did it.
Yeah.
This year they didn't.
Now he said they don't do much generator stuff at all, and he was good because he said, you know, I could do this for you. One, he says I'm busy, but he says I'm going to buy this from Northfield, and then I don't have to put my markup on it. and then I'm going to have to sell it, and then
Yeah.
I'll sell it to you.
Yeah. I like, they're always good guys to deal
Yeah,
with.
so he's pretty straight.
No.
So that was who we talked to.
I would guess his numbers are going to be, Farmyard is going to be high and he didn't want to join it.
What's that?
Well, I would guess Farmyard's numbers were going to be a lot higher than what's in that thing, and that's probably why he didn't want to join it. Because his
I
numbers are
know
high.
what his price was going to be around, so it'll be interesting to
Yeah.
see, but I don't know.
But Pierre hasn't given us a price.
No, I know. But
So we
he
don't.
was talking when he was first out here and that
Yeah.
thing was shot. I was like, give me a ballpark. Tell me what you think it might be. And that's before we said we'd go out to bid. So I know what he was thinking. But I don't know if he was thinking the full picture. I want to see what, after talking with these folks, there was more than just a generator that they talked about. So I want to see
So
what was in
I'm
there.
betting we're more than 7,000 then. I mean, because that's what I paid for mine 10 years ago.
Well, I
It's
can tell you what they
it,
quoted to me,
it,
but like I said, it was 7,000 just for the electric
like,
work. So
yeah.
you add into
It's wild.
the rest of the
Yeah.
generator.
I also know I talked to New England Power that we wanted to keep this one for spares. And he said the one at the garage, he was familiar with them both, that he said they're completely different machines.
Yeah.
That has a cylinders of this four cylinder water cooled. And he said this is just air cooled and a small motor. So he said you're not gonna be able to switch.
That Pierce that did all the electrical and all the, they don't do
They
generators.
don't, because when I was out here, I asked him that, and he says I don't deal with those.
I know DND, he's got one guy that's all he does, but he has other guys that work on him. They're all
And where are they
certified.
at a D&D?
Troy, Vermont.
Why didn't Farmyard start? I guess my question to the Farmyard store would have been is why wouldn't they have offered a to do it with a contract?
Yeah, I said, well, I said,
That's been the easiest solution is, hey, I'll do it for this price for this many years under contract.
well, at
That
the
seems
end,
weird to me.
we were going back and forth. I says, what is it going to take to have you
Do it.
do it? And he said, I'm not going to.
Huh, something must be.
Yeah,
I
no,
got bigger.
I never heard any. I don't remember any. And one out of here.
So, yeah.
The only thing I remember is the housing was a
The
the
housing they
housing,
did
but
that turned into a big,
who was
gorgeous
that?
housing.
The housing of the
Farmyard store.
that might
It
be
was up at the
why.
higher, yeah,
Because it
hotel.
was so low, they didn't like bending over.
No, you're not supposed to have any of them enclosed. They're supposed to
Crap.
actually be out in the open. And the
Yeah.
farm, so the Farmyard store wanted to come pour a new pad, redo the whole thing, and then we just never did it really. Everybody didn't want to spend the money on redoing the entire thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's mad.
And
Well,
the
I know
electrician had said it was
it
okay.
was more than he
That's the
said.
one.
It was more the maintenance. He said we offered to have you get in a maintenance contract for some time,
See, that never came before the
I said I've
war that
never
I
seen
can
a maintenance
remember. Right.
contractor heard
Well,
about
he said he was told that the town was going to go with somebody else and not him. But he said, when you guys get in a bind, you call us and we come right out. And so
Well,
it
I feel
wasn't.
like we call him all the time. I don't think we call anybody else.
I know.
Right.
We only
He's
called the
like,
electrician when they said they couldn't do it that
can't
one
do it.
time.
Okay, let's move
So
on.
that's how we get to this point.
Right.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Now, did you ever figure out if Mark will pay for any of this?
I don't think so. So I had an
We'll pass
informal
the money through.
conversation, but I
Yeah,
didn't go to
definitely.
the guy. But I just
Oh,
said, here's
well,
the scenario. And they said
okay.
it's more maintenance,
The
but
first
we
three
want,
cards out.
This one's D&D electric.
you know, increasingly a cohesive look feel.
Yeah.
The one that beyond the sand.
See how nice for doing that? How to rip that thing all to
Oh,
pieces.
well,
Yeah,
nice.
does that make you feel better?
Yeah,
So this is a Kohler as well. And he did say he had two different quotes for the two different sizes. So installed for the 14,000 through D&D, 14,000 kilowatt hour is 10,150. And it does not include propane hookup.
right.
Yeah, they can't do
They
that.
can't do that. They can disconnect it, but they can't hook it up again as long as it
Doesn't
doesn't
make
shut
that
off.
crazy nice.
They're so crazy nice.
And this one here is a 20,000 kilowatt solar generator. And the price on that is $11,550.
Installed.
And is that generator control panel?
That is generator, automatic transfer switch, and surge protector.
So basically, there's not much wiring because there's not much wiring up there needed. But are they going to change? They must be, because I see quite a list on that. Yeah.
That's basically to change everything from the generator to the switch,
including the wiring
switch.
So it's $1,400 difference between 14,000 and 20,000 kilowatt.
Yeah. Jason did say he had both those units in stock. It would be about 2 weeks before an install. But that building that's around it, the roof can stay, but the outside has to.
Right, and that's where someone. And the other code thing we have to be careful of, but I think we can fix it, has to be 5 feet from the window.
Yeah.
But I don't think ours is five. I think we just have to shift it a little and it will be.
That's why they want to remove everything.
But we have to remove the siding. That's what someone else said that to. Brookfield said that too.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years ago, they wanted us to completely rip the whole everything out of it.
No roof, no roof, and everything.
Nothing, yeah.
You know, Brookfield's like they knew they had to do the siding, wasn't sure about the roof, but there's two concerns. Fire.
Yeah, the window. The one too close to the window was why they wanted to move it, and the building had to get ripped down.
Right. But the ripping down, that's why I'm not clear on the roof. One, it's a fire hazard. Two, if there's a gas leak, it could contain the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Have a bigger.
I think these probably pretty much the same.
Yeah, then they voted not.
Yeah, to probably is. Yeah. Same part. Less, so. Yeah. Electrical part.
No.
Yeah, that might be why.
It's
probably
the only thing is that what you got here is same as everybody else.
4,000 to move it.
They don't.
It was.
They don't put enough there right over here. What's this generator cost?
Yes. Yeah.
And what? See, when I got my pool, it was separated out, so I knew.
It was hard to tell.
Did he separate that?
They're trying to.
No, he's got labor separated and.
Yeah,
the total material cost is $8,800, and then $1,350 for labor. So $8,800 with all, well, that's not labor.
So this,
yeah, mine's probably 10 years old, and it was I think 6,000. So
Brookfield for the 14,000 kilowatt hour is $10,157 plus sales and use tax.
Wow.
Well, there's no sales and use tax.
Just. Sorry, I was reading.
10,000, what was it? 10,000?
10,157.
$7 different?
I know.
$7 different.
Yes. Wow.
Now, in there, I don't know if you want to call it a packet or bid, it does have where they have the annual maintenance program plan one and plan two.
But there's a charge for it, right?
Yeah. It's,
so that doesn't give you a 20 done. That just
this is the first one. The second one is the same size, more 14,000 kilowatt hour.
Let me make sure
there's two different ones here. I haven't gotten that far, David.
Yeah, one thing he was gonna itemize it pretty fine.
This one is also a 14,000 kilowatt hour, but the price is $8,907.
What's
is that a different brand?
What's the, is it
yeah, control Kohler, panel?
Generator, Kohler, 5-year service, parts and warranty.
Well, one's a Generac, the other's a Kohler.
Yeah.
So that's the one you got as a Generac?
Yeah.
And that's
a Kohler.
So what's the price difference between the two Kohlers then?
Okay, this one, the Kohler, if we're going with the 14, is $10,150. And Brookfield
is not there, but Somewhere here we'll find
it. Yeah. Second, is there a
That's a good idea. Though.
Well,
I'm sorry to go do that. To split the pay.
Yeah. Right on the very top.
Okay. Base project cost is $8,907 plus sales tax of $418.
No, we're just going to, we got to figure out what the difference between this one and this one, you know, why is. If they're the same generator, oh, this is a generator. Right? That's
yeah,
Kohler.
Kohler.
So that this Kohler is 89.
Yeah, the Kohler is 89.07,
and this one was 10,150. So that one is the better price, as long as it's not something.
Well, it spells it out right here. Fuel be provided by the guy. In other words. Trench and electrical assumes digging areas and is free of ledge.
Digging there.
Not going to do any digging this time, yeah, but.
Charges right. For that.
It's not this spring.
Customer is responsible to mark non utility electrical, gas, cables, and internet lines and other lines and areas not covered by dig safe. If a line is cut and is not identified by the dig safe or homeowner, this is standard.
Yeah.
But do they have to dig?
Hmm?
Do they have
to? I wouldn't think they'd have to do, unless the gas line is buried. But if they just unhook in.
Right. They're not going to do the gas,
shouldn't be
I don't think.
But there shouldn't be anything buried that they have to.
Well, there's line. So here's what I'm asking. The guy who did not bid at New England Power System said the newer systems run more wire through the pipe now because there's of the way the control panels work. And so
this is going to have a new control panel. Or is that?
I think the Kohler will definitely need a new and Generac, I think, too, because the systems are so different now.
So these prices don't include any.
Well, that's why I'm wondering to see what they say about that. Because New England Power System was insistent that we were going to have to dig up the line. And he said, depending on your, I said, can't you pull a new one through? And he says, it's depending how big the pipe is to begin with. And he said, if it's too small, because sometimes they would just do the minimum, there's more pipe. Because there's actually wires dedicated to the control units now that are going, different wires going back and forth. Because the things are supposed to be smarter now. And the control panel's sending more signals back.
And then in here is this is that preventative maintenance package.
Does D&D have a service
fund? They didn't put one in there, but I know he does.
He
does.
Would.
It would be nice to get on a like a service every year.
Yeah.
Or they just come do it yearly.
Yeah.
So yeah. BFS to do the complete wiring of the system. What it says right here.
Oh, so they're going to do the complete wiring. Okay.
So it says BFS to do the complete wiring of the system.
BFS.
Freight to
Brookfield. Brookfield. Never read
it. I hadn't heard him referring to that.
It's warranty required dealer startup process. Of generator and a building load test. Now, do you want to read that too? Because
they go right through it.
This is
detailed.
You mean you've already.
Yeah, I scanned through it and don't know I read everywhere, but.
Well, I just want to make sure that the bid's low, that
it's a little bit lower than the other one.
Yeah.
But it still includes the wiring. Both of them.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Please circle one of the following two payment options. Deposit $4,000 required with signature quote or special offer. Prepay in full by cash or check only.
Yeah, did Brookfield say if they've got it in stock and when they'd be able to
I asked him to put that in the quote in terms of when the install could be. If they have to dig.
Right.
So Brookfield is the cheaper one, but the other one is in Troy.
How far is Brookfield?
We're talking nine. Well, you're right,
Northfield down the other side,
on the
and then the
near
other side,
Montpelier.
half,
Yeah.
half an hour, 20 minutes out of Montpelier, so an hour and a half. Or
Well, I think that's all they do, though. Brookfield. That's it.
I think they're a good size eye fish.
Yeah, they do. So that's all they do is generators.
Yeah.
I've seen my other pipe on TV, ain't you?
And like I said, and they do a good wholesale business too, because that's what these other guys said. We
We
buy
buy
from
from
Brookfield.
them.
That's what Gates said.
Yeah.
That's what he gets it when he was doing it.
So this is a Kohler 14 kilowatt RCA 120 240. Full sound actuated housing model, aluminum enclosure, and so what is the contract? Did you look at that? If there's
This one
the
is,
service contract.
it's like 400 and
Yeah,
something,
it explains what
456 a year.
included in them in this packet here.
Package. Let me see.
And this one, I think, does include. Yeah, cold weather kit, because I know the batteries, they have a little heater under
Heater
them
under them.
to keep the battery from when it's 20 below, they still start.
Don't worry. The electric trucks will have one of those for you someday.
Yeah.
You'll get a
Yeah,
power heater. There might be here along the way.
that's their service.
What?
I
You
didn't
look
read
at
the whole
that.
thing, but they even take
The
the
pipe. Look at the
oil
pipe.
sample
There's
and
not a lot
try
of
to make sure.
conduit pipe.
And I believe he's planning, he said that that should be big enough, the conduit pipe that's in there.
But he's adding some.
Yeah, it's more or less short pieces.
Okay.
Who's that? Brookfield or?
Yeah, maybe not. He's got 20 at
I couldn't read. It's
20 feet
okay.
and then 20 feet. So yeah, it'd be all small. It's not a big amount of it.
And this one is, I'm just looking for it, the Brookfield, it does say it's LP gas, right? Because the maintenance stuff, they're talking about diesel, and
No, that would be more money.
yeah.
And he knows they came out here and looked at it, so they should know. They toured the.
Well, you wouldn't put people in dogs.
Yeah, not unless you have a big heater in there.
Well, although they got them, the one I want that down there, I got will start down to zero without even.
Yeah. My
So,
tractor started
I
today.
guess D&D for
so they're.
oil change and stuff a year, I wonder.
I don't know. But he didn't put it on there. I can text him.
Huh?
See if he can send.
Just 400 seemed like a lot because I think we've been paying
Well,
150, 160 for Premier to come out and look at it and change oils.
I used to pay like
But they're going
250
through the
from
thing.
Gate.
They're going right
Oh,
through it then. You'll see the
I
legion.
didn't. Oh,
Yeah, they
okay.
take
No.
oil samples and
They're
send them
going,
in
yeah.
and
They're checking it. We used to do that. Do you not do that anymore?
used to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I know Mike there, Davis. He was all time sample oil. He'd sample oil at least once a year. You remember that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm
Huh?
going, Mike. Yeah,
Oh, man.
that would be.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as cheap as it used to be, I bet now.
I don't
It
know.
what I want to say it was. About some about
I was surprised to see it. That's like It's almost 9,000, like $100 for $9,000. So the other one's 10,000.
150.
Huh?
10,150.
How much?
10,150.
So you're talking
$1,200.
Yeah, $1,200 difference.
Yeah.
12%.
Huh?
12%. 12%.
Yeah.
That's probably what they buy it from them for, and then they direct it for $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Yep. The other question, where's the money coming for this?
Oh, equipment fund.
Equipment fund.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Or
Before.
Dan,
or infrastructure.
Building maintenance, because it's part of the building.
Yep.
No.
ARPA.
There you go.
Yeah. We can get away
with
it. You can't, because you got the money that you could use ARPA.
We could use ARPA. We could use ARPA.
But I mean,
yeah. Is
this
it for
is.
the it's for the
Don't.
infrastructure of the town?
Both
But don't we
buildings.
have an
Yeah.
infrastructure account?
Yep.
That, I mean, to me, this is the perfect
I'm just
infrastructure.
curious where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Miriam's not here to ask. So.
Yeah.
That's helping out.
Yeah. She would have
Infrastructure.
been, that was her first question.
Yeah.
Infrastructure would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
And it's
wouldn't.
depreciable, so it's not going to hit.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to use the amplifier.
The infrastructure, we don't have a lot of, we have a good amount of cash there, and there's not a lot of projects planned for that.
But isn't Floor Joyce's some of that money coming out of there for that?
50.
Down here, that's ARPA.
ARPA. Okay.
And then you could save the ARPA for the beach or other things that
Yeah.
was in the
Plan.
plan.
Yeah.
And the infrastructure, when we did the 10-year plan, the equipment line was filled up, the paving line was filled up, the materials filled up, and then the infrastructure didn't have a big spend coming. Where I've been putting, and I where I have been putting into infrastructure lately, because we can, when I talk to our auditor, if we're doing culvert upgrades, not replacement, we can call that infrastructure, because we're improving the we're improving
Right.
the work. If we're just doing replace, put a taking an 8-inch pipe out and putting 8-inch, it's maintenance, and then that comes out of an operating budget.
Yeah.
So it's well worth it. If we're getting grants, upsize the culverts, and then it won't hit the highway department. It's maintenance, road maintenance.
So
on
I hope my
top
real
of
estate helps me too.
on top of that figure there, then you got to have somebody that whoever's is Fred's the one that who's the LP.
Yeah, Fred.
Fred. So they got to make the hookup. So there'll be some additional cost there.
Yes,
Yeah.
but that'll be the same for either.
Yeah.
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 And these guys can disconnect it. They can't connect it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it, 2 weeks out? It's
I don't know.
somebody.
I got to ask them that. I mean, if they have to dig, that's the big question. If they'll dig now
Yeah,
or
I
if they'll
mean,
dig
and
in the winter
like
or
this
out
one.
spring.
It says it has a install real precast cement pad, and that's part of the bid price.
Oh.
I don't think there's going to be, there's no pads required.
Yeah, I think it's on gravel now. It's hard to tell though. The ground was so,
Oh, is it?
I
It's not
think,
a
I don't
cement,
know.
no
The
cement
ground's
pad.
so frozen. I didn't get out there with a bar and
Yeah, I would have just thought. I know
I
when I
think it's on
put
gravel.
mine in, I had to put a, I had to pour a pad.
Right. But this is so old, it might have just been put on gravel back when. I know the tank is
Don't
just
think it was
sitting.
that old, is it?
They don't make parts for it anymore.
That doesn't mean
Yeah,
anything.
I had a pressure washer that was 3 years old, and the gas tank rusted, and they said, "No, throw it
Well,
away."
you know, that's been there since probably 2016.
You know, that's 10 years.
10 years.
And yours has been how long, Bill?
About 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
They
saying,
all
you
got a
know,
quote while they're here.
that. Yeah. You all.
I guess that
Yeah.
Brookfield is probably the one. And,
Yeah, I mean.
unless you want to read them over further, John, and tomorrow, we can say we got to go with Brookfield. And unless you find something jumps out at
No,
you.
I think the first one is when they could do it. And the second would be I want to confirm digging. I want to confirm that. because I want to confirm that.
If they're going to dig, then it's not going to happen till May. So,
right.
Can they give you a loaner?
Probably not. Because at one point, the Generac just switched their whole architecture over 6 months ago. They would say, if we've been doing this a year ago, there was a better chance of just swapping.
Yeah.
But they've changed how the things work. And,
well, D&D said they're going to do it in 2 weeks. I mean, it must be possible to put it in, because D&D wouldn't have said we'll do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Who is D&D? What's the name?
Jason Delabriere and Greg Dunn.
Is he a Delabriere like all of
Sammy? Yeah, he's related to...
It's a big family.
Yeah.
Yeah. There
Gene. Wasn't Gene
yeah.
Electric is Delabriere?
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of Electric.
Him and
Gaten Delabriere
yeah.
was a...
Yeah, well, he was Greg on Gates. Started out for Gene's.
Gene, okay.
And then they split off onto their own thing
mm.
10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Gene was our guy.
One other question. We will have to mark all any lines they're going to cross.
Andy Seacard does that for DigSafe, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
That or just pull dig safe and they'll come up.
Dig safe. And that.
Yeah, I did that and they sent Andy up.
No, they might. It just depends. Sometimes Andy's busy. And
yeah, that's why I did at the house when I
mm-hmm.
had the
dig. He came up and he's done quite a few burrows. So.
But there's also a water line and a septic, right?
This side. We shouldn't
but dig safe doesn't care about water.
No, I know. But we have to tell them where that. Like, I don't know. Do you know where the line comes down?
Back in the building. And we are heading back to the building.
How big?
Well, I'm thinking the wiring, they're doing the wiring coming in.
Yeah. The water here, right? This side and goes that way and this way.
Yeah, John. Okay. How deep? Find out how deep they have to bury the line.
18 inches.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
18 inches.
So they're not going to come nowhere near our water line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Because water lines are going to be at least 3+ feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said
coming under that road,
the
thing that probably was down.
Would be electrical.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they hug the brook down through or wherever they gotta come, you know, they'll
miss everything.
The only thing
actually, they could throw the line right in the brook. It's already dug out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I'm the only one who knows it. You know. Oh boy.
But they shouldn't even have to. Why is there any electric line going in that direction? Trying to just go from the generator to the building, like 3 feet.
Yeah, but then it's going to come
this
here.
Building. The switch is in here.
Oh, yeah, this building, but that should be all wired from up there. It's not like they have to dig down this way. Oh, unless you're saying...
There's a transfer switch.
This transfer switch for the whole generator?
Yeah, it's in here.
It runs out of here.
Yeah.
That would...
Yeah.
So it probably comes out of the parking lot.
So if I did take a bigger line, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to confirm. And they were out here.
How does D&D say that they were going to do it in 2 weeks, then? That would be my question, because if D&D had to dig the whole parking lot, they ain't coming out and had to do it. So how are they going to install it in 2 weeks?
Yeah, can you check with them on that?
Yeah.
And I'll check with these guys about, because they didn't put in a date when they plan to do it. Because, okay, so I'll tell you, so... Farmyard was significantly less, but he was saying he could do a swap and play, which I didn't believe from the get-go because he was the only one saying that.
But he couldn't do it anyways because he's going to get it off from somebody else. Unless he's got it right there.
Well, he said he had it, and that could be his price, but he never talked about digging or wiring, and he was saying that that box should work, which... In talking with other people, I don't know if that's
it
right.
Probably did a year ago, but if you said they
right
made swaps to their
unless you've got an older
yeah.
got an old yeah, so. Got an old model.
Yeah.
Damn, it's turned into a lobster.
See what would happen if this was Monday night, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're sitting here a meeting just keeps it just turned into a lot bigger project. I thought it was
me too.
Swap out of
I thought it was just
and,
I thought it'd be one day.
Then.
Yeah. Yep. So we've got to vote on or make a motion to get one and then check on these things and then give the authority to somebody to order it. Okay. Going to it.
Well, Isaiah and I can sync on.
Yeah.
So, barring anything that comes out of digging, it's the best price.
Okay.
And the one here is then the only curveball really for this one is if they say they can't do it till spring because of the digging.
Who's that?
Brookfield. Brookfield.
They can't do it.
No, if
If they have to dig for it, you know.
But then
Yeah.
you have to find
But
out
he's been
why he
here.
doesn't
But
have
he's been
to.
here, ain't he?
Yes, he came here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Brookfield came
So
here.
he'll know.
Yep.
Okay.
Did he went in that room and looked where it
Yeah.
John was with
Came up
him.
out of he went there.
Where he saw where it comes up out of the floor or whatever?
Yep. You know, we didn't go under the building. You know, he
Yeah.
thinks it goes out down and then out somewhere, but
But
we
it
didn't.
should have, if the pipe is big enough, they should be able to pull a line through on it.
Actually, that's
But...
a, we can check that right
And
there.
did he say he had to dig, or you're seeing it in there and you're questioning?
No, they're saying
We're
dig.
seeing it in there.
It's in here.
Yeah. And I'm almost wondering if Jason was thinking that transfer switch was up there.
That's why
And
I
that's probably what it
was thinking
was.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
that's
was.
that
That's
would
probably
convert.
what it is.
Why can't they put the transfer switch up there? Why would you want to dig the parking lot up?
I
It'd
don't
be
know if
cool
you
up
can
there.
shut
Yeah.
off the power that comes into this
But
building.
on the other hand, I
If
can't believe that their bid is less,
to dig the
thinking
whole
they're going
parking
to
lot
have to
up.
dig, and then you got to deal with the parking lot.
Yeah, but
Oh, that's true. It's
I
including.
don't think they're going to dig for 8,000 foot conduit down here to
Yeah.
there and the generator. That don't make sense.
Well, either way, if the switch is up there, still have to have a line coming in and tying into
Well, I'm
the.
thinking they must be talking about tying into this one from there. I don't see them running conduit from there to here and put a generator in for 8,000. I don't
No, I
know.
don't think.
It ain't
I'm
happening.
thinking they think they can pull it through,
Pull it through.
and I can see why
Yeah.
because of, they get it. This building, if we run generator power to it, it needs to shut off so it doesn't feed back through the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You know what?
both buildings really
So
need
I
that.
had to then run 40 feet of conduit at my camp, and it was 4 grand. So there's no way you're going to run. It's got to be,
200 feet.
yeah,
It's
it's
got
not
to
going to
be.
happen. Not for 8,000 and put the generator in and run the lines.
Heck of a deal, take it.
Yeah. If they're going to do that, that's a hell of a deal. I'd take it. To run that
Well, it
much
doesn't
conduit
matter
and
anyway.
then
We need
and get
to.
an excavator here, something just
Yeah, at
doesn't
least
add
we.
up. There's no way they're going to run. They didn't even bring an excavator in conduit up
I
here.
know.
Well, I was just thinking, what's
Yeah.
paving going to cost after?
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, they can repave the parking lot. But yeah, there's no way they're coming to run that
Yeah.
much conduit and pipe and
No, and I
everything
think
else.
that's why
But
Jason only
see,
has a little bit for
the
him to
guy
get
has been
in.
here. That's the thing is, he's been here. He's looked there. He knows what's here. So
Yeah.
he's not, you know, he's dealt with this stuff. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
wondering if
that's
it's just in every one of his contracts
it
that
might
like
be.
that.
That
Or
or he's
however
thinking
it
somewhere to
is.
put a pad or
I
something.
think as far as that
Yeah.
goes, he probably just
Transfer.
going it. As long as they're going, like it says, they have to put a full load on it, and then at the end of where when they
Yeah.
install it,
It's a little
it's there. That's how they do it.
bit.
Now, this is for everybody's information, and I'm not sure that's still there or not. But there was an old tanker that used to feed the building and had oil in it.
Yeah. It was niche up in
They got to dig it and
Yeah.
turn it into a real mess.
I just
In
want
the
to let you
ground,
know.
under.
I think they never dug it up.
Oh,
I
God. And that's near the.
Yeah.
don't know for sure, but if you're working outside in that area right there, you might want to do some.
Okay.
Okay.
Because if you damage
I'm just letting you know.
that
Matt
happened near
Foster, I can't
Arcadia.
remember, but I think what they wanted to do is they were just it was empty. But they didn't want to dig it up because
Yeah.
back then it was going to create because of the brook.
Yep. And if they
My cottage
contaminate
is
the
like
soil.
that. We had to have the state come out and take it up and put a thing that aerates
It's at
because,
least a
and
check.
it didn't even
So
spill,
they got
but it
people.
was a
They might
big
be.
deal
Oh, yeah.
just to get it
Well,
out.
I'm not sure. I don't
For
know. This is
that
like.
price, they got to be bullet. They got to find
Yeah.
all these
It's a
bullets.
tool.
Big buy.
Huh?
The things you
I know
find.
the one that they put on my house was like a thin that the
How
horn.
big is that one, Bill?
This is 2 inch.
conduit.
Yeah. Just take it all right straight through it.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
It was an.
They know it. There, he looked at it.
He looked at it.
Yeah, true.
They were here, and they took pictures, and they brought it all back.
Okay.
All right, but I will confirm why they have talk about dividend. Maybe it's just boilerplate, but I'll just confirm and what their plan is
timeline.
Yeah.
Timeline.
And then what we can do is make a motion.
Yep.
We'll go with this one. And let's, in other words, let when you and Isaiah get together, then Isaiah, he'll have to say to, because you're on a board, he'll have to say to go ahead with it. He'll give you the authority to say, go ahead with it. And have that in a minute, right? That good, Bill?
Works.
We don't have to know more meetings.
No. No, if we can get it all.
You've been working with it, and John's been working with it, and figure you're comfortable.
Yep.
And in a minute, it'll reflect that Isaiah, with you two getting together, has the authority to order it.
Okay. So I'll get on, I'm on the mountain. I'm working tomorrow, but in the afternoon, I'll work on this.
Okay. Yeah. No, you work on the mountain? I thought you just went up skiing.
No, I worked with. What? I did, yeah. I get a free pass. My free pass.
You put burgers or?
No. I'm a ambassador, so I make sure everybody's having a good time.
He's a greeter.
There's complaints or stuff.
You're like a Walmart greeter.
Yeah, I am. That's exactly what I am.
He's even the right age.
Have we made that motion yet?
Yeah. No, you haven't made the motion.
And you just stand out by the things and talk to people?
Okay,
people.
Bill, you want to make the motion? And I'll second it.
Bill motion.
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we go with Brookfield if everything...
So is... Isaiah has the authority.
Yeah,
I'm going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
And Isaiah has the authority working with John to...
Finalize it.
Finalize it.
Yeah.
And it's the Brookfield 14,000 kilowatt.
Yeah. Oh, Kohler.
Kohler. Brookfield is the company.
Kohler and the price.
$89.07.
Yeah. And then we want to figure on probably the
maintenance.
Maintenance.
Because they've got two levels of maintenance there.
This one.
Well, one was like a 2-year plan, wasn't it? But I think it's the same dollar.
Is that?
I'm not. I'm better look at that. I know one said 2 year and one was 1 year.
That's.
I think it was like $750 for 2 years. And
oh, that could be.
And
that would save you $50.
Yeah. I wonder if it'd save any if you add the other one to it. So I just want to add both of them to it. Do the one at the shop. So they do them all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. They should be done.
Yeah.
Now
well, you can check with that too.
Yep.
I'll check.
And then, I don't know if they'll want to do a maintenance agreement on, but then we don't know until we ask.
Right. They didn't see that, but I can ask.
So that you're finding out about.
That'll just find out about.
Yeah, definitely.
This is Arbonne?
I used to deal with Gates all the time down at Jerky.
This is Arbonne?
So they would have told me that they weren't doing them.
Yeah.
But I don't deal with them anymore. I haven't pumped them
that's
since I got done.
It's a cool one.
Because
they
used to.
Yeah. Oh, it's ours is covered too.
Yeah, that's what Gates did do. They just didn't show up.
Now their quote had said plus the sales tax.
Whose was this?
Yeah, we got down. There's no sales tax.
Yeah, we're tax exempt from ministry.
So you'll let them know we're tax exempt because
they'll probably need a copy. I'm sure.
That's easy, but.
No, they'll have to have a purchase and sales agreement.
Yeah.
Well, there is a place to sign on one of these.
That's quote, accepting the quote.
Okay, and we'll have Isaiah give Isaiah the authority to sign it.
Okay.
Has the authority to sign, what's it called?
Purchase
and sales.
You want to keep
and to finalize the purchase of the Brookfield.
I don't need that.
For $89.07. Just leave that price. And then they're looking into the maintenance agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope this is poor.
And will you let do you know after everything's all
done?
Okay.
Yep.
Are they guys that you see up at the school or something? Do they do?
So he used to do all the, or still does, all the fire alarm and electrical work for Newport Town School.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of the schools in the area. And his wife also works with me. So, but I've had him do work on my, at our house too. And he, They're a good group of guys.
Who do we usually get here?
Who seconded that motion?
There's another J.
I'll second it.
J and S.
Yeah. I'll second it.
They're real good guys.
They're doing it.
Right for Isaiah to second it.
Now, most of those white persons.
All of them favor.
Pretty good.
Aye.
They're pretty good guys, most of them.
Yeah.
Okay, we took 45 minutes for that one. Now the trash is going to take about 6 minutes.
You think so?
Okay.
Then you have to go to an executive session, be in personnel, and move the thing or not.
You don't have a. Do they have a thing there?
I did. I always put possible executive session.
Just in personnel. But the few does.
Well, what we're doing here is getting the. We're not talking about anybody's person as far as.
Or his resignation. Kind of falls into it now. Your name?
Hmm.
Should take about 4 minutes. Doesn't take long.
I know that, but I'm just, you know, okay, I don't mind to do it, but just. Okay, so I may want to make a motion to go into executive session.
Well,
I'll be in a second.
At what time? At 7:46.
Aye. Give me a call, because
calls.
Yeah. Yeah, or text either way, because I'll be
David.
I'll be the same thing.
Isaiah second.
Yep.
And it's for personnel, which is the VSA 3131. I'm not sure what letter, but it's personnel. I'm not sure what letter it is, but
it's
A. Okay.
I've written that a lot lately.
I feel like okay, so I am going to stop recording. I'm gonna pause recording. Okay.
So we're all at such and such a time.
So. Yeah, 6:55.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept Austin C. Card's letter of resignation.
I don't know if he thought that this would screw him. I mean, I don't believe anyone should get 2 weeks vacation for work in 2 days.
No, but, I believe that should be prorated, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, but look, it's just, but either way.
I feel bad if if we've done it in the past and...
No, if they all give
a 2 week notice, not just a
But his reasoning, because he was already laid off anyway, he figures why give him 2 weeks notice. But that's his problem. He did it.
So
a second on that.
Somebody second that.
I'll second.
All in favor.
All right.
And then another motion. Well, I don't need a motion. We're just going to look in for a replacement for transfer station.
And we're not going to open this Saturday because of cold weather.
Yeah,
correct. And that's just a doesn't need a motion. That
just information.
Yeah.
How many more weeks do you want her to keep running?
And should I add it to other? I have it in the Chronicle. Should I go?
Let's go south with it.
Yeah, the Caledonia paper.
Well, because there's a lot of people down that way.
Yeah, that live close to that
place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it stinks because we heard 3-4 people that were like, oh, yeah, I may want to do it. And then
a lot of people don't want to work 4 or 5 hours a week. You know,
mm-hmm.
need to
work more. Lori's interested in?
Huh?
Lori?
Curtis?
Oh. I know he's been logging, but he's always looking for money.
Who's that?
Lori Curtis.
Oh.
He's been logging a lot this year.
Yep. He has been.
I'm busy every weekend with his rabbit dog, so I doubt he'll do that. He does rabbit hunts on weekends. And he's busy. Like,
just figured out.
Yeah, it's crazy. From like December to end of the season in March, I think it is now, almost every weekend, he's booked out with clients.
Oh, he takes people out rabbit hunting?
Yeah. Yeah, because you can get paid now through like certain hunting things. Like, I think you can get paid fishing. Small game can't get anything paid for big game, but small game can there. So
okay,
rabbit hunts.
Who's logging over by my brother John's McCormick Earl? And you know, the bee Rainbow Farm.
I don't know who's doing that.
Well, I haven't even seen it. I don't know.
He had a big pile of chips piled there.
Yeah,
and then, well,
right in their driveway. You know, where that new house that's out and back before you get to my brother John's out on the left. huge pile of chips piled up there.
I really just moved back to here.
Yeah, which is real good because then the deer can.
They're going out towards somewhere out that way.
Yeah.
Because I happened to meet the fellow buncher.
You can hear it today out there working.
Yeah, that.
He was right in the middle of the road on it when I went down
Oh,
through
was
there.
it? Yeah, you can hear him working. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to
What?
adjourn. Thank you. I couldn't
All
think of
those in favor?
Bill
What did you
Sarenson,
say?
I
Okay.
guess.
No, there can't be much of it left out there behind the Rainbow Farm. They've cut that the last, like,
Yeah, Toronto's got a bunch of it to pay
we're
her
all set.
taxes or back.